Welcome to What Am I Looking At, a podcast from the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State University. My name is Dr. Timma Balducci, and I'm a professor specializing in modern and contemporary art. Throughout this series, each presenter will be giving insight into works of art that are in some way unusual, sometimes strange, sometimes hard to understand. I hope you enjoy today's exploration of the visual on your radio. The 1960s was a period of unrest, with the anti-war movement and the civil rights movement being two of the most famous legacies of that decade. It was simultaneously, however, a time of great freedom and cultural experimentation, and this was especially true of visual art. There was really no rule or expectation that went unchallenged in the art world or anywhere else. One of the art forms that came to prominence was happenings or performance art. This was not the same as theater, which typically has a complicated stage set, a script, a director, where there's a plan and everyone knows what to do. Happenings were instead unscripted events that could include dance, poetry, music, really anything. They typically involved or even required at least some viewer participation. Probably the most groundbreaking thing about happenings and performance art in general was that there was no art object produced. Nothing that could be bought or sold, nothing to exhibit or preserve. Some performance pieces were spontaneous or even purposefully undocumented. All we have of those are the descriptions. So the art is completely removed from a commercial context and was very much on the fringes of the art world. A famous early example of a happening is Alan Kaprow's Yard from 1961. Kaprow was a pioneer of performance art in the U.S. and believed that any everyday event could become a happening because art and life were closely intertwined anyway. In fact, he thought that life was more interesting than art. He was also influenced by the musician John Cage to build his works around the idea of purposeless play. Yard really captures both of these inspirations. The happening took place in a large courtyard that featured permanent sculptures. Since Kaprow couldn't remove the sculptures, he covered them in tar paper and made them part of the work. Then he brought in a lot of rubber tires and scattered them around randomly in huge piles. When viewers arrived at the gallery, likely expecting the usual type of opening, wearing heels and ties, they were instead told to play on the tires, climbing over them and through them. A few photos exist from this happening, and several later artists have since made recreations of it, so it continues to live on in some ways. But unlike most works of art, there is no permanence to it, no labeled object that you can visit at a museum. It is art redefined as an extension of life, a moment of play. What Am I Looking At is provided by KASU in collaboration with the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State. Stay tuned next week for another look at art over your airwaves.